This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. As the U.S. prepares to increase shipments of natural gas to Europe in response to the war in Ukraine, Massachusetts gas companies recently released roadmaps to dramatically reduce the use of gas here in response to the climate crisis. For the five investor-owned gas utilities in the Commonwealth and their customers, getting to a fossil-free future will require new ways to heat our homes and cook our food. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, the radical transition to clean energy technologies will cost billions. It also presents unprecedented policy choices and promises to generate plenty of controversy.
Actually, the controversy started even before the process began. A year and a half ago, Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities put the gas companies in charge of investigating how they plan to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions and keep the state on the road to its 2050 climate goals. Environmental groups complained that except for monthly webinars, they would have little input. Caitlin Peel Sloan is vice president of the Conservation Law Foundation.
CLF was very concerned about the extent to which the department would let the gas utilities dominate the conversation.
The gas utilities got to select the consultants who collected and analyzed industry data. They devised eight different paths to a fossil-free future. The consultants say each can cut the gas company's contribution to climate change by 90%. But Caitlin Peel Sloan of CLF says seven of those scenarios include the continued use of methane, the main ingredient in natural gas.
We don't see a role for gas in a decarbonized Massachusetts. It's just the numbers don't work out.
The five gas utilities disagree. Each prepared separate reports from different parts of the consultant scenarios, but their roadmaps are similar. All make energy efficiency job one and emphasize the need for more renewable solar and wind energy to power electric heat pumps to replace gas furnaces. And each company would have to invest tens of billions of dollars on new ways to produce and deliver heat.
We really do think we should be looking at all technologies.
Judith Judson is head of U.S. strategy with National Grid. It's the largest gas utility in Massachusetts.
When we think about how much build-out needs to happen to meet our clean energy goals, we don't want to take an option off the table. We have a network that could deliver clean molecules. We think we should use that as well.
National Grid plans to continue using its thousands of miles of pipeline in the state to deliver a new mix of gases.
We see a role for clean gas. We want to transition from delivering fossil gas to delivering renewable green gas. This includes renewable natural gas, and it includes green hydrogen.
Green hydrogen is one of the holy grails of clean energy. It's obtained from an inexhaustible source, water, and can be transported in pipelines, but it's very expensive to separate the H2 from the O. The U.S. Department of Energy recently launched a program to reduce the cost of it 80% in a decade. National Grid wants to add green hydrogen to natural gas, not the fossil fuel natural gas that now flows through their pipes, but what's called RNG, or renewable natural gas. Sam Wade is director of public policy for the National Trade Association, the RNG Coalition.
It's a real near-term solution. This technology is well understood and proven and can be deployed quickly at scale.
RNG is derived by capturing the methane produced by decomposing organic matter. It's collected from farms, compost piles, landfills, and water treatment plants.
Large cities like Boston can take their waste streams and convert it, to gas rather than just disposing of it as trash.
The Massachusetts utility consultant scenarios say we can get 5 to 10% of our energy from renewable methane. But Matt Vespa, a lawyer with the environmental advocacy group Earth Justice, is doubtful.
There's only so many sources, right? But even if you add all that up, you're still at a small fraction of total gas demand.
Vespa calls RNG a niche climate solution. Right now, less than 1% of the Commonwealth's energy comes from renewable gas. Vespa says capturing methane emissions from biowaste is worthwhile, but methane is methane. Burning RNG produces just as much climate-disrupting carbon dioxide as natural gas. And if methane leaks into the atmosphere, it's far more destructive than CO2.
I know in Massachusetts, really widespread leakage issues from older pipes. And so do we sink more money in a fossil fuel delivery system that's very expensive and keep us all hooked on a fossil fuel? So this is not really a solution for buildings at all.
Right now, it's estimated that repairing and replacing Massachusetts' leaking gas pipes will cost ratepayers more than $20 billion. Infrastructure that could be stranded long after we achieve our fossil-free climate goals. State Senator Cynthia Cream says that money could be better spent.
We're not going to reach zero emissions by fiddling around with the gas system or mixing hydrogen in it. You know, we really need to reimagine the approach to heating buildings in Massachusetts.
Cream is chair of the Senate Committee on Global Warming and Climate Change. She says the better path to a fossil-free future is right under our feet. It comes from Zineb Maghavi. Maghavi's co-executive director of HEAT, a Cambridge-based climate solutions tech incubator.
It's basically the idea of putting infrastructure in the street to deliver temperature or thermal energy rather than gas to customers' homes.
It's called a network ground source heat pump system. Tubes are inserted 100 to 600 feet underground, where the year-round ambient temperature is 55 degrees. Electric heat pumps circulate air through the tubes, raising or lowering the temperature in buildings on the network. Zineb Maghavi says the system uses the earth as a thermal battery.
Through that, our gas utilities can evolve into geo-utilities, delivering emissions-free, safer, and even lower cost heating and cooling for all their customers.
Legislation proposed by Senator Cream would allow gas utilities to distribute thermal energy and use the state's excellent bond rating to help the companies raise the billions of dollars they'll need to construct the networks.
We really want to have a future that is not gas. And so this is an opportunity for there to be some bonding so we would make it easier for them to get money to do this.
Eversource plans to construct the pilot network geothermal project in Framingham this summer. National Grid has two test projects slated for next year. And company vice president Judith Judson says the gas utilities union workers could also benefit.
It is, in essence, laying pipes in the ground. And we're excited that there's opportunities for our very highly skilled workforce to have a role in that technology as well.
Sounds like a win for the climate, the workers, and the utilities. But the independent consultants who investigated the gas companies note that if successful, as people switch to electric heating, new systems, and use less gas, there'll be fewer ratepayers to support the existing fossil fuel infrastructure. Caitlin Peel Sloan of the Conservation Law Foundation fears that burden will fall on environmental justice communities.
There is going to be a utility death spiral. And then the people left remaining to pay all of the massive costs on the gas system are going to be the people who can least afford to do so.
The utility roadmaps to a fossil-free future still need off-ramps for all customers, not just those who can afford change in a climate-changing world. The MassDPU will hold two virtual public hearings on the future of gas in early May. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.